It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. President Obama arrived in Indonesia this morning on his extended tour of Asia. It's a familiar place for Mr. Obama. He spent part of his childhood in Indonesia while his mother was working there. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president, and we've got him on the phone from Jakarta. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Renee.
So I gather it was an emotional homecoming for Mr. Obama. Well, paint the scene for us.
It was. Air Force One touched down in a steady rain here in Jakarta, and so the red carpet was a little soggy. But there were large crowds lining the streets under umbrellas waiting to greet, I guess, sort of their favorite son. As he made his return, there was a large banner on one street corner that said, "Welcome back." And President Obama, in signing the guest book at the State Palace, said, "It's good to be back in Indonesia."
And this was not the first time the president had tried to return to his boyhood stomping grounds. I mean, he'd scheduled several visits before, and something happened with each one of them.
That's right. He was originally planning to come here a year ago, and that trip had to be canceled because of the Fort Hood shooting. Then he was going to be here in March. That trip was canceled because of the health care debate in Congress. He was going to come in June, canceled that trip because of the BP oil spill. Even this trip is likely to be shortened, we're told now, because of the ash from the Mount Merapi volcano. So it's been sort of snake bit. In some ways, though, it might be just as well he waited. You know, Hillary Clinton was in Indonesia very early on in the administration and was asked repeatedly, "When will the president come?" She said at the time she knows a little something about the pressures of the White House, and maybe it was best he waited.
The president has to cope with all kinds of pressures and hardships and challenges. So for a president, knowing he can go somewhere in the world where he is so loved as he is loved in Indonesia, he may just want to wait until he really needs that visit. And you can lavish on him all of the love that you are telling me you feel for him.
Well, she was certainly prescient in that one.
That's right. He's certainly lavishing. He's certainly enjoying the love after last week's midterm elections back home.
What agreements did Mr. Obama and the Indonesian president come to in their meeting today?
Well, they announced really a comprehensive partnership, and there are a lot of pieces to it. But two that the White House is highlighting have to do with education and climate change. The United States wants to see a lot more Indonesian students studying in the United States and vice versa. The U.S. plans to devote $165 million to that effort over the next 5 years. They're also spending $136 million on climate change research. That, of course, is a very hot topic in an island nation like Indonesia, where so many people live close to sea level. President Obama said today, Indonesians are on the front lines when it comes to climate change.
NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with President Obama in Indonesia today. Thanks very much.
Good to be with you.